This is the story of two people who died two very different deaths. St. Alphonsus Liguori tells of a priest who was summoned to the deathbed of a rich man. He lay dying in a luxurious house, surrounded by friends, family, and his servants. But the priest noticed demons in the shape of hounds, ready to take the man's soul when he died. And so they did. According to St. Alphonsus, the man died in sin. At the same time, this priest was being asked to go to the deathbed of a poor woman, but he couldn't get there in time, so he sent another priest. Upon arriving at the woman's home, the priest found no friends, he found no family, he found no servants, and he found no worldly riches. But what did he see? In that simple dwelling, a great light. And beside the bed of the woman who was dying, the Blessed Virgin Mary. She was consoling the woman as she died by wiping her brow. The priest did not have the courage to enter the room until the Blessed Virgin Mary motioned for him to come in and sit down. The priest came in. He sat down in a chair beside the woman who was dying. He heard her confession. He gave her the Holy Eucharist. And then the woman died a happy death in the arms of Mary. Two very different deaths. One in sin, in the presence of demons. The other in grace, in the arms of Mary. St. Alphonsus teaches that the devil, who tempts us our entire life, is not content to leave us alone at the hour of death, but comes with even greater power because he knows his time is short and he may lose that soul to heaven for all eternity. But St. Alphonsus adds, as Mary was present at the death of her son, so she is present at the death of all those who belong to her son. Recall what we say in the Hail Mary, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Every time we say the Hail Mary, it's like we're storing up graces for the last hour of our earthly life. Our Lady revealed to St. Bridget about her dying servants. Then I, their most loving Lady and Mother, hasten to them in their death, that they may have consolation and comfort. St. Vincent of Ferrer adds, the Blessed Virgin receives the souls of the dying. Their loving Queen receives their souls under her protection, and she herself presents them to the Judge, her Son, and thus certainly procures their salvation. Dying with demons or in the arms of Mary? The choice is ours as we respond to the grace that God gives us to grow in a relationship with Him. Friends, I hope this message encourages you in your devotion to Our Lady. And I welcome you to please comment below what stood out to you and why. And do you have any additional comments that would be helpful in this reflection? I look forward to learning from you. I will see you next Wednesday. God bless you. If you'd like to get all our videos emailed to you, head over to catholicspeaker.com and join Catholic Minute. And a special thank you to our Patreon team. You allow us to keep all our videos free for everyone. So thank you so much for your monthly support.